case is heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission will be presented to City Council in accordance with the schedule provided after each case in the agenda. Please note that the City Council meetings will begin at 4 o'clock p.m. and are held at City Hall, City Council Chambers, second floor, located at 151 Southeast Osceola Avenue.
All right, thank you. Everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes. Motion?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
All right, Peggy?
Mr. Batzel?
Aye.
Mr. Howell?
Aye.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Mr. Kesselring?
Aye.
Mr. Gibney?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to first case, ABR 11-0005.
Good evening, Patty Hitchcock, on behalf of the City of Ocala Growth Management Department. Enter my written report as part of the record of this evening. This is a request to abrogate a portion of Southwest 17th Avenue, as well as a portion of Southwest 20th Street. A couple months ago, the board recommended approval to abrogate the northern portion of Southwest 17th Avenue, just south of 17th Street in this location. Since that abrogation, the owner of the property to the east has acquired the property to the west and is now requesting abrogation of the remainder of Southwest 17th Avenue, as well as this portion of 20th Street west of 17th Avenue. This was 18th Avenue, and we have confirmed that that had previously been abrogated. No roadway improvements exist in either of these rights of way. So we have no objection to the abrogation. With the northern portion that we abrogated a couple months ago, the electric department had requested reservation of an easement over some existing overhead power lines. I don't know why my mouse is not coming up. There were some existing power lines to the north here, and we have a utility easement that stubs out to the southern portion. But it makes sense to me that our electric utility is going to, at a minimum, want to be able to connect back over to the east. I sent them a request to respond to that before I left on vacation last week, and I have not heard from them as yet, but I will get that resolved with them prior to scheduling this for City Council. Staff recommends approval of the abrogation subject to reservation of a utility easement as determined necessary by our utility department. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Got one. Pretty simple. 18th Avenue that was abrogated a while back, how was that split? Because I see it still shows up here. Is that going to be split half to one side and half to the other? Or?
That's how it would have been split.
Okay.
It was created by the plat. I don't know why it's showing up this way on our maps, although we're using the property appraiser's database.
Okay.
Patty, did you say that the applicant, wasn't the parcel to the east, wasn't that the city was using that and they put it out to auction or something like that?
The applicant owns this parcel to the east.
Oh, okay, that one he owns, okay.
The
ones to the south?
And this is the city property and city property.
Okay, I was trying to, was that something that the city was going to put out to sell, or are they planning on keeping it?
I don't believe it's...
Okay.
It's in our surplus real estate book.
Something,
I don't know exactly what
yeah,
that is.
Something it was in, maybe somebody made a passing comment the last time we reviewed this.
I believe Ty did make a comment that we had had it out, but we didn't have any interest or it fell through.
Okay. I got you.
So... On this property, the applicant owns this. They've acquired this larger piece to the west.
Okay.
So for this portion of 17th Avenue, the applicant will get half the right-of-way and the city will get the other half.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that was going to be my only question. That is all one platted piece on the west side?
Yes.
It's not divided?
It's one parcel.
Okay.
Okay, now what exactly happens on the south side?
I would need to double check the plat. I apologize for that, as to whether or not that will all go to this parcel.
Because with Calla Hills backing up on too.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of...
I can't imagine that you're gonna give half of that right away to some...
Well, it's just kind of, it's kind of messy.
I think it will, if it's part of this plat, it should revert to this parcel in total.
Any other questions? Thank you. Mr. Lund?
Hello, everybody. I'm Joe Lund, 2201 Southeast 30th Avenue, Suite 101. Couple guys up here should know where that location is. Patty told you pretty well what we're trying to do there. We're requesting to abrogate the right-of-way along Southwest 17th Avenue and Southwest 20th Street. I'm working on a site plan right now on that larger tract to the west, the old Skyline Building. We should get a site plan submitted, I'm gonna say, in about 3 weeks. Anybody got any questions?
Are you able to clarify anything as far as that southern portion, the 20th Street portion?
I'm really not.
Okay.
I just know, you know the old Calla Hills subdivision.
Right.
Is to the south there, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to give that to, half of that right-of-way to the, to that old, that subdivision.
Any question?
Do you know, Joe or Patty, if the entirety of that right-of-way was simply provided for the subdivision that this parcel lays in?
That right-of-way was dedicated with the old airport industrial park.
Right, and it really wouldn't have been related to the Calla Hills subdivision.
No, Calla Hills came along a lot later.
Right, so that right-of-way was really not related.
The...
The industrial park.
Okay, and Calla Hills would have been in the 80s.
Yeah.
I did that work on Calla Hills.
Did I understand that the first part of this connecting to 17th Street has already been abrogated?
It was.
So is there any access to this easement at all at this point?
Through our property or through the city's two parcels there to the east?
But otherwise, we have a landlocked public easement, right?
Yeah.
Any other questions? Thank you. We didn't receive any letters and for or against?
No, we did not. We did receive letters from utility companies stating no objection.
Would anyone from the audience like to speak? No? Okay. Back to the board.
Make a motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All right.
Mr. Adams?
Aye.
Mr. Howell?
Aye.
Mr. Batsell?
Aye.
Mr. Kesselring?
Aye.
Mr. Shatt?
Aye.
Mr. Gibbony?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Is there anything else we were supposed to discuss?
We do have a discussion item on how you feel about receiving your packets electronically.
Can we get them a little earlier?
They get printed and out pretty much as soon as they're ready. I do try for Wednesdays. I've done all...
I guess it does make it easier for staff to send them out electronically, don't it?
Pardon?
It does make it easier for staff, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it's time-consuming to print them, and it does take quite a bit of paper.
Well, the only issue would really be as far as the plats and, yeah, that sort of stuff.
We can get those electronically as PDFs.
So maybe...
But I don't have, you know, if you were working on a laptop trying to review, you know, a plat on the laptop screen...
Well, then could we possibly just, if we have a package like this, maybe we could go ahead and get it electronically? If we have a bigger one where we're gonna have plans, then might as well just have those delivered, something like that?
We can do that. If you're comfortable receiving electronically and reviewing electronically, 2 years ago, we didn't have board members that were comfortable. We didn't have all board members who were comfortable with it.
I'm
I'm an old dog, and I've been used to this thing for 30 years, you know, but I guess it's got to come into the 21st century, I guess, right?
You all look pretty confused having me, so.
I'll get my Atari out of the closet.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I've got a Pong.
My Tandy 1000.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I don't think we need to make any kind of, I mean, if everybody's in some kind of an agreement, I'm sure Augie's fine with it.
I'm good with it. I mean, with PDF, you can actually even look at the plans on your screen. You can't maybe see the overall blown up like on paper, but you can, you know, magnify it and move it around to, you know, to parts.
But we can
happy.
Still give you the large copy plans.
Yeah, I would like to have the bigger copy. I mean, if everything's 8.5 by 11 form, that's fine for this stuff. But for the plans, I don't want to have to pan across the page.
My computer savviness tends to stop pretty early at zip files, so I'm hoping that we can get them down to a size that we can email them.
Okay. Well, that would be my recommendation. Packages like this are fine. We got plats and that sort of stuff. I'd rather just have them delivered.
Okay.
So, all right.
I'm good.
Agreed.
I agree.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Can I ask one question? What? I know that it got postponed till next month, but why are we bringing back the livestock thing? I thought we decided that we didn't think that we needed to move forward with that.
Well, we went through the minutes. It was to come back with the definition. And there was some question about where all of this apply. We didn't have maps to show you what properties this would apply to. And in looking at where it could apply, we thought there was some merit, particularly as it relates to future annexation. I'm working on enclave annexation. One of the objections that I faced had to do with some of these little county pockets where people do have livestock. And they were resistant in coming into the city because they would become non-conforming. And as we look at some of the larger areas, you know, going out US 27, there are some larger farms there that would also become non-conforming. So we were hoping that we could craft something that would work on a few pockets within the city as well as avoid some of the objections to annexation in the future.
Well, I guess that's why it's always interesting, because I thought that we had made the decision that we didn't think we needed to forward with it at all. But maybe that was because I was assuming something.
Well,
but
I walked away from that meeting thinking that I just needed to revise the ordinance with the definition and go forward, but when I looked at the minutes, it said that we would bring it back. So.
Okay.
But I also thought there would be some merit in having a site-specific discussion on where.
Well, I think we did have some questions as to what properties these would apply to. But
you know, that's always the problem. Sometimes when you have your own opinion, you tend to hear you tend to hear what everybody says reflected on how you kind of think.
I don't have a problem rehearing and re-looking at it.
I know how I think about it, so we'll see where that goes. I didn't know whether council had asked you to bring it back or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we go, I would like to welcome Ted to the board.
Thank you.
And they're not always this easy.
They're always.
I was kind of hoping they were.
Well, only when we have a great chairman.
Right, when Augie's here, they're off.
We'd still be trying to get through the pledge.
All right.
Thank you. And here's your last notebook. Is it going to be next month? You're going to start
sending it electronically right away? You better keep that notebook. You have something to put it in.
I'm not printing it.
Now you just have to carry plans.
You're not printing?
It was a pleasure.
That actually is a good question. If you send them to us, are you gonna? Are we gonna have to bring our own material in?
Yeah.
We'll print
out what we're
on the computer. But we won't have a hard copy. We'll have to print out our own hard copy.
If you want
more,
sure.
Okay.
Otherwise,
it'll be available on
your station. But if you need anything hard copy, when you come here, just call us and tell us, hey, I'd like a hard copy.
Yeah.
And we'll provide it.
Absolutely.
I just about hide it all.
That's right. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
See you.
Oh, I didn't hit stop record, it's still recording.
Nate tells me I'm supposed to leave this with you.
Well, you don't know.
Thank you.
Well, I get your phone.
And just give me a call this week, next week.
Here's pretty.
Thanks very much.